You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Greenpeace and Forest and Bird are organising the Show Your Heart for the Hauraki event this Sunday to bring together public support for banning bottom trawling in the Hauraki Gulf. I spoke to Ali Hooper, a Greenpeace ocean campaigner, about the event and started out by asking how bottom trawling works.
Bottom trawling is a commercial fishing practice that is incredibly destructive. So what it involves is these giant weighted nets that are dropped into the sea. They're on rollers and steel skids, and they are basically dragged across the ocean floor, across the ocean bottom. And what that does is that it either stirs up a lot of sediment if it's being trawled on kind of sedimenty surfaces, or if it goes over reefs and things like that, it essentially bulldozes the coral and the reef that is there. So it's a really, really destructive practice. It actually destroys habitats in the process of catching fish. And because the nets are so large, this is also an indiscriminate fishing practice. So it catches everything that happens to be in the water column at that time. So you get large amounts of bycatch of other species that you're not actually targeting. Things like sharks, dolphins, seabirds can also sometimes be implicated. It's a really destructive fishing practice all around.
What are the short-term and long-term effects of bottom trawling on ocean ecosystems?
It very much depends on the habitat that you're doing bottom trawling on. So, you know, there's hugely damaging impacts when you're doing it in the deep sea, like when you're trawling on the seamounts, which is where these rare coral and sponges grow. And they're so slow growing because they're at such depth that when you drag the nets over them and there's essentially a bulldozing effect and they're killed or, cut in half, those ecosystems will not recover in a very speedy manner. It will take decades, if not centuries, for them to return to their former glory, if they can at all. So you've got those kind of impacts. Then you've also got the impact of when you're trawling on sediment. A lot of carbon is stored in the seabed, and so bottom trawling actually releases that carbon that's stored in the seabed. And we know that then it contributes to climate change. There was a study done a couple of years ago that showed that bottom trawling internationally contributes massively to releasing carbon back into the atmosphere. So there's multiple negative impacts. And I think what you can see from the Hauraki Gulf situation is that after over a century of bottom trawling and dredging and these fishing practices that are incredibly damaging, we've got a situation where we have scallop beds completely destroyed, decimated. We've got fish populations that are starving, like snapper. So things are really not in a very good way. And in order to give the ocean a chance to recover, we've really got to remove these methods urgently from those ecosystems.
Yeah, speaking more locally, how prevalent is bottom trawling as a fishing method in New Zealand and around the Hauraki Gulf?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's so bottom trawling is a very popular commercial method of catching fish, and a lot of trawling does happen in the Gulf. Most bottom trawling happens in the kind of outer region of the Hauraki Gulf Marine Park. But what's happening at the moment is the government has proposed a fisheries plan which will essentially set the future of the Hauraki Gulf. We know that it's in decline. We know that lots of species are struggling and that, you know, fish populations and populations of other creatures like dolphins and whales have decreased really, really significantly. To reverse that, we need to be quite serious about the action that we're going to take. And removing bottom trawling and dredging from the entire Gulf Marine Park would give the area a real shot at recovery. So what we're campaigning for is we want those methods completely removed. We want the government to make that the plan and for them to be serious about ocean protection. The issue is that the plan that has been proposed would still allow for bottom trawling and dredging to take place in large areas of the Gulf, and we think that's wrong. The government have referred to them as corridors. They're actually large areas where trawling would still be allowed, and that's not going to allow the ocean to recover.
There's been large public support behind banning bottom trawling, with 84% of people around the Gulf supporting a ban. What is the plan from Greenpeace and other groups behind this to get bottom trawling banned?
What's amazing about this campaign is that There really is no lack of public support for this. Like, as you said, 84% of people who live in the vicinity of the Gulf have said they want these methods gone. So really what we're waiting for is for the government to actually listen to people who are all saying, we want a healthy ocean. We don't want continued destruction by bottom trawling and dredging. So in terms of our plans, I mean, we work on multiple fronts. We speak with the government. We lobby the government. We do media interviews like this. But we're also building a movement and giving people opportunities to get out on the streets or on the water and to actually show their opposition to this method. So this Sunday, we will be coming together on the water at Mission Bay for a kind of mini flotilla gathering of boats and kayaks. And we will be deploying a large banner which sends a message to decision makers, which essentially says that we want bottom trawling removed from this habitat. So that's what we'll be doing on Sunday. Everybody is welcome to join us. That will be happening in the morning. Get down there at like 9:30, 10 a.m. We're going to have some beachside activities as well, some banner painting, some face painting, things like that. So there'll be lots of activities to take part. But I think what's really important is that we know everyone opposes this this practice, and so now we've got to demonstrate that. And to demonstrate that, we need people to come down and to take part in this activity so that we can send a really, really strong message to the government.
That was Greenpeace campaigner Ali Hooper on bottom trawling in the Hauraki Gulf.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.